I liked Tommy Tiernan's point. The difference now between when he was younger is that society is listening to young people. Young people are now in charge. And he was referring to, like, it can be a bit of a cliche now, older male comedians giving out about transgender and wokeness and all that stuff. And that's, it's become completely overdone. But I thought that was an interesting take he had on it, the way he phrased it, that when younger people were rebelling or trying to change society, people didn't really listen to them, or just, they just told them to shut up. Whereas now the older people, someone like him, who was in his 50s, I think, he has to listen to the 18-year-old. I just thought that was a funny way of looking at it. Like, and he's the idiot and the 18-year-old is the wise one. And I don't know if that's happened before in society. So I thought that was an interesting point.
Now, where do we sit? We're probably in the middle of that, I reckon.
Yeah, we're not quite old, cantankerous. We're just more confused. We don't know what's going on. We're trying to do the right thing and say the right thing, but I don't know. I would like to use a phrase just to annoy you in a funny way. This was a whistle-stop tour of that comedy event.
It's Trainer and the Big Mouse in your feckin' house with feckology, feckology. The observations that we make and promises we break with no apologies, no apologies. It's Trainer and the Big Mouse in your feckin' house with feckology, feckology. The observations that we make and promises we break with no apologies, no apologies. So get your lollies and listen to feckology.